Well, starting on Thursday, there is a new streaming service you can add. It's called Paramount Plus, with a library of more than 30,000 episodes and 2,500 movies, plus 36 original series debuting this year.
Among those originals will be a revival of Frasier and a CG animation update of Rugrats. Dimitri talks about it with Roger Chen, executive director and head of CNET News.
There's some reason to be excited about if you are a big Star Trek fan, if you are a big fan of Nickelodeon content. There are a number of different properties, things like from Comedy Central, if you love the NFL. There are reasons to be excited about this new service, Paramount Plus, which, just to be clear to your listeners, is a revamp or reboot of an existing service called CBS All Access. But Paramount Plus is the latest entry into this so-called streaming wars, where we've got a number of these players like Disney Plus, Hulu, Peacock, HBO Max. While there are some reasons to be excited about it, it remains to be seen whether or not folks are willing to spend that much money on streaming services, willing to juggle up to five or six different services, because that's kind of where we're at right now.
So they are at $10 a month ad-free. Can you watch anything without subscribing?
No, so you do need to subscribe to the service. There will be coming in June a $5 a month base tier that has advertising and I think limits you from some live content. The idea here is that you're able to get most of the content. You'll just have ads in front of it.
So $10, no ads. Later, $5 and some ads, if we needed to summarize.
Exactly.
10 years ago, or even 20 years ago, we started talking about cutting the cord and how much money we're going to save by getting rid of cable and then, you know, going to the streaming. Well, now, take, you know, your average person, they could be spending $100 a month or more just on these streaming services. I don't know that that's savings, but I guess you're also getting a lot of really good programming.
Absolutely. It's definitely a case of be careful what you wish for, because we were all looking for a way to pay for just the channels we want. We hated the bundle, the cable bundle, and now these channels have broken out and you've gotten all these different services. It's a headache because there are a number of buzzworthy shows that basically each service provides, and you do have to either pay for all of them or have some sort of combination of these to get at all the content that you want. So it can be a little confusing and a little overwhelming, and it can hurt your wallet. And so when you are juggling all these different services, at some point, you run out of hours in the day to watch the shows you want to watch, and you start to realize that maybe I don't necessarily need that many number of services. Now, while we're all locked down at home, while the pandemic persists, and we do still spend a lot of time at home, these streaming services are a great idea. I imagine if or when things get back to normal and we go outside and we're out and about a bit more, these services aren't going to seem as critical. So at that point, I think people are going to start to make the calculation on whether or not they really need, you know, five or six different streaming services.
That's Roger Chen, executive director and head of CNET News on Skype.